ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं
चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 11, the Transcendental Qualities of Vritrasura. Today we'll cover verses 6 through 18. Text number 6. Shukadeva Goswami said, Vritrasura, the angry and most powerful hero, terrified the demigods with his stout and strongly built body. When he roared with a resounding voice, nearly all living entities fainted. Seven. When all the demigods heard Vritrasura's tumultuous roar, which resembled that of a lion, they fainted and fell to the ground as if struck by thunderbolts. Eight. As the demigods closed their eyes in fear, Vritrasura, taking up his trident and making the earth tremble with his great strength, trampled the demigods beneath his feet on the battlefield the way a mad elephant tramples hollow bamboos in the forest. Nine, seeing Vritrasura's disposition, Indra, the king of heaven, became intolerant and threw at him one of his great clubs, which are extremely difficult to counteract. However, as the club flew toward him, Vritrasura easily caught it with his left hand. Ten. O King Parikshit, the powerful Vritrasura, the enemy of King Indra, angrily struck the head of Indra's elephant with that club, making a tumultuous sound on the battlefield. For this heroic deed, the soldiers on both sides glorified him. Eleven. Struck with the club by Vritrasura, like a mountain struck by a thunderbolt, the elephant Airavata, feeling great pain and spitting blood from its broken mouth, was pushed back 14 yards. In great distress, the elephant fell with Indra on its back. 12. When he saw Indra's carrier elephant thus fatigued and injured, and when he saw Indra morose because his carrier had been harmed in that way, the great soul Vritrasura, following religious principles, refrained from again striking Indra with the club. Taking this opportunity, Indra touched the elephant with his nectar-producing hand, thus relieving the animal's pain and curing its injuries. Then the elephant and Indra both stood silently. XIII. O King, when the great hero Vritrasura saw Indra, his enemy, the killer of his brother, standing before him with a thunderbolt in his hand, desiring to fight, Vritrasura remembered how Indra had cruelly killed his brother. Thinking of Indra's sinful activities, he became mad with lamentation and forgetfulness. Laughing sarcastically, he spoke as follows. Sri Vritrasura said, "He who has killed a Brahmana, he who has killed his spiritual master, indeed he who has killed my brother, is now, by good fortune, standing before me face to face as my enemy. O most abominable one, when I pierce your stone-like heart with my trident, I shall be freed from my debt to my brother." XV. Only for the sake of living in the heavenly planets, you killed my elder brother, a self-realized, sinless, qualified Brahmana who had been appointed your chief priest. He was your spiritual master, but although you entrusted him with the performance of your sacrifice, you later mercilessly severed his head from his body the way one butchers an animal. XVI. Indra, you are bereft of all shame, mercy, glory, and good fortune. Deprived of these good qualities by the reactions of your fruitive activities, you are to be condemned even by the man-eaters, Rakshasas. Now I shall pierce your body with my trident, and after you die with great pain, even fire will not touch you. Only the vultures will eat your body.
お前には触れたくないはずだ。励ましだけがお前の下を食うであろう。
17. You are naturally cruel if the other demigods, unaware of my prowess, follow you by attacking me with raised weapons. I shall sever their heads with this sharp trident. With those heads I shall perform a sacrifice to Bhairava and the other leaders of the ghosts, along with their hordes. Ato hare me kulishena vira. Partha pramatyaiva shiro yadiha. Tatrandrino bhuta balim vidaya. Manasvinam para raja prapatsye. Bolo. Dozo.
Dozo tanaite kudasai.
Harta pramatyaiva shiro yadiha.
Tatrandrino
bhuta balim vidaya.
Manasvinam
padaraja prapatsye.
Ato harer me kulishena vira.
Harta pramatyaiva shiro yadiha.
Tatranino bhuta balim vidaya.
Manasvinam padaraja prapatsye.
Ato harer me kulishena vira.
Harta pramatyaiva shiro yadiha.
Tatran vido bhuta balim vidaya.
Manasvinam padaraja prapatsye. Ato. Otherwise. So de nakareva. Hare. O King Indra.
Indra
oyo. May of me. Watashino, kulishena, by your thunderbolt. Vira, O great hero. Harta, you cut off. Natamakita, Pramatya, destroying my army. Eva, certainly. Shiraha, head. Yadi, if. Iha, in this battle, Tatra. In that case. Anrnaha. Anrnaha. Relieved of all debts in this material world. Bhutabalim, a presentation for all living entities. Vidhaya, arranging. Manasvinam, of great sages like Narada Muni. Padarajaha, the dust of the lotus feet. Padaraj. Prapatsye, I shall achieve. Translation. But if in this battle you cut off my head with your thunderbolt and kill my soldiers, O Indra, O great hero, I shall take great pleasure in offering my body to other living entities such as jackals and vultures. I shall thus be relieved of my obligations to the reactions of my karma, and my fortune will be to receive the dust from the lotus feet of great devotees like Narada Muni. Purport. Shri Narottam Das Thakur sings, Echai gosai jaramui taradas, tansabara pararinu muna panjagras. I am the servant of the six Goswamis, and the dust of their lotus feet provides my five kinds of food. A Vaishnava always desires the dust of the lotus feet of previous Acharyas and Vaishnavas. Vritrasura was certain that he would be killed in the battle with Indra because this was the desire of Lord Vishnu. He was prepared for death because he knew that after his death, he was destined to return home back to Godhead. This is a great destination, and it is achieved by the grace of a Vaishnava. Chadiya Vaishnava Sheba Nishtar Payeche Keba. No one has ever gone back to Godhead without being favored by a Vaishnav. In this verse, therefore, we find the words Manasvinam Padaraja Prapatsye. I shall receive the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees. The word manasvinam refers to the great devotees who always think of Krishna. They are always peaceful, thinking of Krishna, and therefore they are called dhira. The best example of such a devotee is Narada Muni. If one receives the dust of the lotus feet of a manasvi, a great devotee, he certainly returns home back to Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gopremanande. So in the nectar of devotion, Rupa Goswami explains that if a person is inclined to devotional service in this life, it means that he or she has come in contact with devotees in a previous life. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, just as one sees the light of the sunrise before one sees the sun, in a similar way, before one sees Krishna, one sees the devotees. And this is the means by which one can see Krishna. And this is Krishna's own arrangement. How do we know this? Because Krishna tells Uddhava in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam the following very astounding statement. He says, with the dust of my devotee's lotus feet, I desire to purify the material worlds. Which are situated within me. Thus I always follow in the footsteps of my pure devotees, who are free from all personal desire. Wrapped in thought of my pastimes, peaceful, without any feelings of enmity, and of equal disposition everywhere. And in the purport, Srila Madhvacharya is quoted. He says that Lord Krishna follows the footsteps of his devotees in order to purify them. As the Lord walks along behind his pure devotees, the wind blows the dust of the Lord's feet in front of his devotees. Who then become purified by contact with such transcendental dust. So one can derive the ultimate benefit in life by serving and following the footsteps of pure devotees. And this is mentioned specifically by the demigods. When they offer prayers to Lord Krishna while he's in the womb. Toyam bujaksha kilasatvadani samadina veshita chetasaike tvatpada potena mahatkritena. Tvatpada potena mahatkritena kurvanti govatsa padam vavabdim. In this verse, the demigods say to Lord Krishna, that those devotees, that the devotees stay in a constant meditation on the Lord's lotus feet. And the Lord is the origin of everything. He has beautiful lotus eyes. The devotees actually see him. And they're always thinking of him. Toyam bujaksha kila sattvadhani samadhida veshita chetasaike. And they only have one objective in life, and that is to stay connected to the Lord. So then, tvatpada petena mahatkritena means that they devise a system by which they can always think of the Lord. And that system becomes a boat that can cross over the material ocean. And that makes crossing over the material world, which is compared to a dangerous ocean, it causes that ocean to shrink to the size of the water that is contained within the hoofprint of a little calf. And not only that, when anyone has the determination to board that boat, then the ocean shrinks. And the reason given, that the Lord is very appreciative of his pure devotees. And he authorizes their process. He honors it. So that common people can simply follow that. And then they'll also become liberated. In the story of Nalukuvera and Manigriva, who had forgotten their practice of devotional service, they were engaged in public nudity and drunkenness and association with all kinds of women. And they had so much forgotten themselves that they didn't even cover their bodies when Narada Muni came. So Narada Muni said some words to sober them up. He said, "May you become trees in your next life." Because trees stand naked their whole life. But then he added, that these trees will be in Vraj, and that Krishna will come and liberate them during his pastimes on earth. So when Krishna was here on earth, and he was playing around as a little baby, he had run away from his mother. The mother caught him and tied him up, connected to the rope to a grinding mortar. And then Krishna remembered the words of his pure devotee. So he started crawling across the courtyard with the grinding mortar attached to him. And he caused the grinding mortar to catch between these two Arjuna trees. Arjuna trees are the most strongly rooted of all the trees. And he wedged the grinding mortar between the two of them. And as a little baby, with tiny little lotus feet, he pulled down those two Arjuna trees. They came crashing to the ground. And each one of those trees was, one of them was Nalukuvera and the other was Manigriva. And they came out and began offering prayers to the Lord. And so, during this pastime, Srila Prabhupada notes in his commentary in the Krishna book that when a pure devotee says something that these two should be liberated by Krishna, then Krishna feels obligated to fill out, to fulfill the words of the pure devotee. After all, we know that from the verse in the 11th canto, the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Ramachandra, Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya honor the words of the Brahmanas. Tekvasudusya jasurechita raja lakshmin dharmishta arya vachasa. Dharmishta arya vachasa means the words of the arya, or the elevated person. Lord Ramachandra honored the words of his father, that he said, go to the forest. Lord Krishna honored the words of his head priest. Who said that the Lord would go to the forest. And Lord Chaitanya honored the words of an angry Brahmin who cursed him and said, you won't be able to enjoy material life. And so he took sannyas. So Krishna takes very seriously the words of his pure devotees. So, in the purport, we hear the essence of our Vaishnava philosophy. Narottam Das Thakur says that I am the servant of the six Goswamis, and the dust of their lotus feet provides my five kinds of food. This means that one is sustained in devotional service by following in the footsteps of the Goswamis. This can give anyone a great encouragement. Because it doesn't matter who you are, where you've come from, how fallen you think you are. If you take the same mood as Narottam Das Thakur, as he expresses in this verse, that I'll do my level best to follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis. Then one will be successful. Because these Goswamis are authorized. They're pure devotees. And coming down through the cyclic succession, we get their instructions in a very palatable way. For devotees who are followers of Srila Prabhupada, they can read in the Nectar of Instruction. Prabhupada has translated Rupa Goswami's words and given not only a purport, but also his own special benediction. By telling exactly how to follow Rupa Goswami. For example, Srila Prabhupada writes that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur considered that unless one chanted 64 rounds a day, then one is would be considered patita, or fallen. And Srila Prabhupada says, but we have prescribed 16 rounds. And we are confident that if we chant 16 rounds and miss and dedicate our lives to spreading the Krishna consciousness movement, that Lord Chaitanya will be pleased and accept our service. So now Prabhupada is Bhattacharya. So if one is very intelligent, one will read Prabhupada's words in the Nectar of Instruction and say, I'll accept these as my own. I'll take this instruction as my life and soul. And if one does this, then Krishna will honor it. Just as he honored the words of Narada Muni. And if one follows throughout one's lifetime, to the best of one's ability, then one will invoke the blessings of the Supreme Personality of God. And the second verse which is mentioned in this purport is that no one has ever gone back to Godhead without being favored by a Vaishnava. Then a good question to ask is, how can one get the favor of a Vaishnava? And Krishna explains this in the Bhagavad Gita. He gives three principles by which one can get the favor of a Vaishnava. Tad vidhi pranipatena priprashnena sevaya uparakshantite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinam. He says, first, one should be pranipat. That means one should submit oneself. One should very humbly approach Vaishnava. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed, that even though he himself was a great scholar, when he approached his spiritual master, he went there saying, I'm a fool. Rupa and Sanatana Goswami were the greatest scholars. But when they approached Lord Chaitanya, they said, we are the most fallen. And you have come here to save the most fallen. So we ask that our submission be accepted first. Because we're the lowest of all. This is pranipat. And then sevaya means that one should render some valuable service to the Vaishnava. It's natural if you do some service for someone, then they'll feel open-hearted towards you. And because the Vaishnavas carry prema, love for Krishna within their heart, then if you serve them and their heart's open to you, then that prema will come to you. And finally, Krishna says one should ask relevant questions. If you ask questions to a Vaishnava, then you'll hear about Krishna and his pastimes. And this is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam to be the greatest occupation, asking questions about Krishna. So Vritrasura knows this essential truth in life. And even as he's fighting in the battle, he's praying for and hoping for the mercy of Narada Muni. He knows he's going to die in the battle, but he doesn't mind, because he'll be invoking the mercy of the devotees. And now we'll take a couple of reflections. Oh yes, Havi Prabhu.
In the song Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koro More Tomo Vina Kedayalo Jagat Sangsari by Narottam Das Thakur also. He asked for Lord Chaitanya for his blessings. But then he calls Nityananda Prabhu. And then he calls for Advaita Pati, you know, to Advaita Acharya too. Knowing that their blessings is an obligation on the part of Krishna, that if you give me your blessings, then Krishna will follow your desire.
あなたたち、私にも、その彼らを通して私にも恩恵を与えてくれるということをちゃんと知っていたから。
When Lord Chaitanya traveled throughout South India, on one of his tours, he took with him a devotee named Kala Krishna Das. He was a simple Brahmin, near the end of Lord Chaitanya's travels, Kala Krishna Das became attracted by some traveling women. They're like gypsies. And they used to send attractive women out to attract these men. And when the man would become attracted and come back to their camp, they would keep him hostage. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found out that his servant had been taken away. He went to that camp and he grabbed Kala Krishnadas by the hair and pulled him out. And those gypsies tried to attack him. But their own weapons attacked them instead. So much later, when Lord Chaitanya was back in Jagannath Puri, he called a small meeting in his room. Nityananda Prabhu was present. And then he called for Kala Krishnadas. Kala Krishnadas came and sat down. And Mahaprabhu said, "Just see the character of this man. While serving me, he has fallen down and run off with some from stray women." He said, "I have no more use for him. No more service. He can go." Kala Krishnadas hung his head and began to weep. Mahaprabhu left. So Lord Nityananda got together with several other devotees, Mukunda and a few others. I think there were five altogether. And they came up with a plan. So they went back to Lord Chaitanya. They said, "We have a plan." Said, "You've just come back from your South India tour. And the devotees of Navadvipa don't yet know that you're back. We need to send one man back there to tell everybody." And Mahaprabhu said, "You organize freely." So they chose Kala Krishnadas to make sure that he could stay in service. And you can read that when Kala Krishnadas went to Navadvipa, he got the mercy of all the devotees because he brought the good news that Mahaprabhu was back in Puri. And so this is the nature of Vaishnavas. Even if the Lord himself rejects a devotee,
so,
the devotees go out of their way to make sure that he could stay close. In fact, someone just wrote me a letter last night, and he was saying that one of his godbrothers had become very fallen. And this devotee's spiritual master told him that you should stay in touch with him. Stay a friend, keep in touch. Because gradually he'll want to come back. So the devotees think like this, how to keep everybody close. Especially those who have already surrendered. And then have a hard time. Devotees are merciful like that. One more reflection.
What is the five kinds of food?
Five kinds of food? Mm-hmm. That which is licked, drunk, sucked, chewed. Like that. There are different kinds. It just means there's different kinds of food stuff. Some of them you drink, like sweet rice. So he said that what sustains me is the dust of the lotus feet of the Goswamis. Of course, one can take, according to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you could take this in two ways. One way is literally that you can get the dust from the feet of the Vaishnavas. There was a devotee named Kalidas. And Kalidas had one ambition. And that was to take the remnants of all the devotees in Bengal and to take the dust from their feet and smear it over his body. So either by begging and getting the remnants or by tricks he would take it. And Kaviraj Goswami tells a story about how he took the remnants from Jadu Thakur. He went to Jadu Thakur's house with some beautiful mangoes. And he said, first of all, please, would you put your lotus feet on my head? And Jadu Thakur, being a humble Vaishnava, said, no, I'm not even fit to be your servant. So then Kalidas said, you please accept these mangoes? And I'll wait here for you to eat them. And then you can give me the remnants. And Kalidas said, I am such a fallen person. I cannot give my remnants to anyone. So Kalidas said, very well. And he went outside and hid in the bushes. But on the way out, he found places where Jadu Thakur had left his footprints. And he took the dust from those footprints and he smeared it all over his body. Meanwhile, inside, Jadu Thakur's wife had prepared the mangoes, and Jadu Thakur offered them to Lord Krishna, and then he and his wife ate those mangoes. And they wrapped them in this banana leaf. The wife took them outside and threw them into the ditch. And then Kalidas came out. And he grabbed those mango pits and the skin that was left. And with the greatest relish, he licked them and sucked them and just... He had so much faith in the remnants of the pure devotees. Later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a special benediction in front of the Jagannath Mandir. There's a place where the pilgrims wash their feet before going in the temple. And Mahaprabhu would stop there to wash his feet before going in the temple. But he had instructed his servant, Govinda, that no one should take that water. But one day, while he was washing his feet, Kalidas came and held out his hand. He began drinking the water once, twice, three times. Then Mahaprabhu said, "All right, that's enough. I've given you as much mercy as I can." And Kaviraj Goswami says that Mahaprabhu made this special exception for Kalidas because he knew that he had great faith in the remnants of the Vaishnavas. And there's another meaning to this dust in the lotus feet. It means to follow the instructions. Because one's life has to be dedicated to some principle. And if one makes the instruction of the pure devotees one's life and soul, this is synonymous with taking the dust of their feet. And so finally, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says, one should understand the power of three substances and never neglect it. One is the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees. Two is the water that has washed their feet. And three is the remnants of their food. Says these three substances can transform anyone. Prabhupada explains how when you offer bhoga to the Supreme Lord, it becomes mahaprasadam. But then when you offer that to a pure devotee, and the pure devotee takes some of that, and you get those remnants, then it's called Maha Prasadam. And this is very much desirable. Maha Prasadam. Gaur Premanande Haribo. Nitai Gaura Haribo. 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Oh.
Pancha Kalpa Brishcha Kripa Snabe Vacha Patita Nam Pavani Bio Vaishnava Bio Namona Mahananta Koti Vaishnava Niki Jai Shri Vritrashara Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Six Goswamis of Vrindavan Ki Jai Narottam Das Thakur Ki Jai Havidas Prabhu Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo
Natcheri Armarman, Natcheri Armarman, Natcheri Armarman, Natcheri Armarman, Natcheri Armarman, Natcheri Armarman, Natcheri Armarman.